All right, Beth.
All right.
Aye, so I was, yeah, not too bad. Well, bit of a sore mouth. I was away to the dentist today. Had to get a filling, and unfortunately, I have to go back in a couple of weeks' time and get a root canal filling done. So, not a happy man at the minute.
Oh, God. Root canal. Lovely. It reminds me of watching Arsenal Besiktas last night. I think I'd rather have root canal than watch that again.
True. I never thought of it that way.
jammy.
Unbelievable. Typical.
Welcome to a brand new Hotspurs podcast. It is Thursday, the 28th of August, 2014. I'm Steve. We got Colin. How you doing, Cole?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Not too bad.
And we've just had a pleasure of watching the Spurs in Europe. Of course, Thursday nights. Lovely jubbly ITV4 against Limassol. And we won 3-0. It was a carbon copy of last year, wasn't it, when we won 3-0. Quite a dull game, really. But, yeah. You know, nice to get a win. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, as you say, nice to get a win. Good to see a few players getting a run out as well. It was always going to be that kind of a game. I think it just was a matter of time before we got the first goal, and it was really game over from there. Unfortunately, Harry Kane missed a penalty earlier on, but I think there was like a 7-minute delay, you know, with the injury to the goalkeeper and things, which possibly didn't help him, but really no excuse, he should be putting those away. But, you know, personally, I thought Harry Kane had a fantastic game tonight. To me, he was my man of the match. I think Gordon Strachan, Jermaine Genus mentioned it on their commentary that he was always looking for the ball, wanting to get involved, and really impressed with the guy, and you know, I've got no doubts that, you know, he'll do a good job for us this season in certain games, you know, whenever we need to call upon him. But all round, you know, good performance. It's almost like a pre-season friendly, aren't there, those games? And it's hard to jump up and down and get excited, but like, we've done the business, we're in the group stages. Be nice to get quite a big team, actually. I know Inter Milan, Villarreal, those sort of teams, even Celtic, you know, we're all there. It'd be nice to get a team like that, you know, to give a wee bit of excitement in the group games. But as I say, we just need to get through it and give this tournament our best.
Yeah, you just don't want to go like up to the Arctic Circle and places exactly. Like that, like we did last year. And, you know, it's funny because you look at that side that we played tonight and, you know, a lot of those players on paper, anyway, you know, on top of their game, are first teamers, aren't they, really?
Yeah.
When you take Dembele and Sandro, and then you've got guys like, obviously, Townsend, my pet, apparently, they're called him now. And then you've got Ben Davies, who, you know, hopefully, you know, well, not hopefully, but, you know, we bought him to be our first-choice left-back. Obviously, Danny Rose is doing fantastic. So, you know, and I hope that lasts for Danny Rose, really. You know, I've got nothing against him. You know, I thought he wasn't good enough, but, you know, he's played really well. We'll get into that later. But, you know, Cabal, again, first-team player. So we had a lot of players, but, you know, and Vlad as well. But, you know, that team, you know, well, if we put out another completely different 11 against Liverpool, that would be an extremely strong team as well. And, you know, when you watch Man United the other night and, you know, you don't know half their players and the other players coming on who are supposed to be, you know, their first team. Just shows you what terrific squad we've got. I mean, brilliant, right?
Yeah, I agree. And funny, when I was watching the game and I sort of thought about those lines, about, you know, who wasn't playing and who under that starting lineup tonight will possibly play on Sunday. And, you know, there's maybe not too many of them, and it just shows that, you know, the strength that we have. And actually thought about it, you know, really, do we really need anybody else into that squad? Unless there is going to be a couple of players going out. I know there's rumours about the likes of Holtby and, you know, guys like this possibly going. No Soldado about tonight, which I thought might have been on the bench instead of Adebayor, you know, give him a bit of a run out, maybe get him another goal. So quite a strange one there. I don't know whether something's happened. There's big rumours, obviously, Danny Welbeck, which we chatted about in last week's show. You know, they're looking to maybe bring him in on loan. So, you know, there's not a lot needs done. Obviously, we signed the big centre-half, Fazio from Seville. don't know much about the guy, but he looks like a big unit. I've seen a few clips of him giving Diego Costa a bit of a dig in the ribs last year, you know, so obviously he's got something about him there. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be an interesting weekend to see, because I think players will leave, Steve. You know, I think that is the big thing. Who is going to go and who's possibly maybe one, maybe two going to come in?
Yeah. You know, at the moment, I'm very happy with the squad, and I hope that there isn't too much movement. Certainly, you know, watching QPR at the weekend, and we discussed about Remy and Eddie Bayor. And, you know, I know he was playing for QPR, but that Remy, I mean, he just didn't look interested. And as good a player he is, I can see him, you know, as I said, at Spurs, not looking interested as well. He looked very lightweight, very, very thin. So, you know, that's one perhaps that we're not going to pursue. But, you know, as we say, you know, get the players in. We talked about Danny Welbeck last week. He was actually probably the only bright spark for Man United the other night. Because he, you know, he's trying things. But, you know, whether that comes off, I don't know. And, you know, Fergie picked him for 5 or 6 years, didn't he? So he must be a decent
in the England
player,
squad as well. You know, that's one thing. I see a lot of guys on Twitter absolutely slating, you know, that we might be going for Danny Welbeck, and a couple of guys that think on our Facebook page. I don't understand where they're coming from. I have a neighbour who I live here with, live beside, and he's a massive Man United fan. He goes to a lot of games. I was chatting to him today about it, and his words to me were, he says, one player he does not want the Man United to get rid of is Danny Welbeck.
Yeah.
He thinks he does a great job, especially for the team, and that's why I think Pochettino is looking at him. I know he went to watch him against them. Well, they're saying he went to watch him against MK Dons the other night. I think just the work rate, he can slot into that left-hand side of midfield or left-sided attacker, and you know, I can see him being, you know, a great player for us. Look, if he's available on loan, why would you not want him?
Yeah, and
he's an England international.
And don't forget that, you know, at the moment it seems like everybody's fit. But that will not, you know, we know that come 1st of September, you know, we've done all the business or not, as the case might be. And you know that on the 2nd of September you'll be looking on Sky Sports and it will say, you know, Soldado or Harry Kane, you know, done his leg in training, be out, you know, out until March or something. And then you just think, right, okay, cheers. You know, so these things will happen. These things will. Yeah. I'm not allowed to talk about injuries, but that's going to be a little bit.
That's what I was going to say. Are you talking about injuries?
I'm not allowed to talk about injuries, but I've got a challenge for you in just a second, which will be quite interesting. Just before we move on then to the QPR game, I've got to mention All Things Tottenham, which is a guy who's contacted me through Twitter. Said if you can we give him a shout out. You forgot last week. So
no, you did.
But no, seems quite good. So All Things Tottenham, get in touch with them on Twitter. And just a little bit of feedback, obviously, from through the week, people contacting me. I know there was one guy who said he didn't like it. Well, a couple of people actually said he didn't like it when I said about the American podcast. And if you don't like players that shoot too much, then go and support somebody else. Obviously, you know, a little bit of tongue-in-cheek there. Did I mean it? No, I don't know, but I was just thinking about it, like, you know, mate, you know, we're in England, or you know, we're in the UK, and you know, if me and you were sort of mates or whatever, and we said, oh, you know, let's start watching American football, and you know, and we chose a team, like, I don't know, New York Jets or whatever, and you know, and their big thing and their big history was all about being really tough, you know, and then you got, I know nothing about American football, so if I get this wrong, you know, whatever. And then you've got the New York Giants, who are a really flamboyant team. You know, and I imagine I said, right, well, let's do a New York Jets podcast, because we know a bit about it now. Watch it. And then there's this guy who's a bit too aggressive, and I say, well, he's a bit too aggressive, not too sure about him. And all those New York Jets fans would go, well, wait there, you don't, what are you going on about? You don't know the history, you don't know what's going on. Go and choose another team to support. And that's basically all I was saying. Because you've got a group of Americans there who have chosen Tottenham, fantastic, love it. But as I say, they briefly talked about Townsend, and the guy just came out with a statement, no way he shoots too much. And I was like, that's not in my Spurs train of thought. He shoots too much. He takes too many players on. He's too attack minded. All those sorts of phrases don't sit well with me as a Spurs fan. It might be that he shoots too much, but then you've got to explain it, and that's not what the guy did. So, similar to Raj on the Rule the Roost one, where he just they ask him a question, to try and cast him, you know, you don't like Andros Townsend, do you? And he sort of said, no, I don't. And that was the end of, again, another sort of just a very brief thing. Nothing was explained and all that, but in fact, he's got in touch with me and he said, you know, if he wants to discuss it, but you know, we will, obviously. I mean, we'll talk about, you know, these, Andros Townsend basically tonight, you know, he did some good things. He didn't do very good things. And again, he divides opinion, doesn't he? But my goodness, these people have judged him already. He had half a season last season. He's played came on and chased the game against West Ham. Didn't play against QPR. He was in and out the game tonight. Well, actually, he was in the whole game tonight. Did some good things, some not so good things. But how can you judge it after two games this season? Let's see him for five or six games before you actually decide whether he's any good or not. What do you reckon, Cole?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but you know, Townsend, he is one of these frustrating players. You know, as you say, like tonight, but look, the guy got a bad injury last year. He was an absolute fire. I, for one, don't want to see him go. You know, it was strange. He wasn't even in the squad, you know, against QPR, which was a bit of a worry. I think he's got big potential. You know, when he actually catches a ball and takes a strike, like he caught one tonight, lovely. You know, it's the keeper tipped over the bar. You know, he can really, really strike a ball well. I just think it's about confidence. I think you've seen it whenever he took the penalty and he scored. You could see that relief on his face.
Yeah.
And you could see that he was nervous, but fair play to him.
I mean,
you know,
yeah.
He went and stood up and took it. You know, there's not many. If you're a bit worried about the crowd and what people are saying about you, you know, you certainly wouldn't have went and took the ball, you know, to take a penalty tonight. And, you know, fair play to him. Showed a set of balls. If you'd like to say it politely,
And yes, he is trying too hard. Yes, he does shoot too much. You know, I know all these things. But you can't just say he shoots too much, full stop, move on to the next thing. Because, you know, for me, that's you know, and some people try and explain it in tweets. And it is difficult because, you try and fit it all in. Anyway, we'll move on from that because, you know, all I'll say is that, you know, if a guy like Townsend takes a shot, you know, and it goes over the bar or whatever, encourage the guy because, you know, you can't just boo and sort of say, oh, rubbish, let's sell him for 10 million quid. We don't know if he's going to be any good or not. So, you know, let's see how we get on with him and then judge him around Christmas.
Yeah, time, we need to see how it goes, you know.
Exactly. Well, you can't sell him now. We don't know if he's any good or not. Let's see.
Yeah, give him to Christmas. Definitely.
Yeah. Right, so QPR, sum that game for us, please, Carl.
Oh, fantastic. Absolutely fantastic result for us because, you know, QPR was one of those games that last year, you know, that, you know, the Stokes and the Wiggins and these sort of teams that we always seem to struggle against. You know, we seem to be, you know, very slow in possession of the ball and, you know, trying to break these teams down. You know, what a difference this weekend was. And, you know, fingers crossed, that's what the new manager's brought to us. And there just seems to be a whole lease of life. You can obviously talk about it better than me. You were at the game. But, you know, what a great result. And one thing I was glad to see was that the goals kept going in. And it was nice to see us be really, how many years has it been since you were able to sort of sit just from half time and actually be quite comfortable and able to sit back and enjoy the game? And there didn't seem to be that feeling of, oh, if QPR get a goal here, you know, they might come back and draw or we might get beat. So it all round fantastic display, a lot of great displays on the day. And one thing I'll just put out, when I seen the lineup and I'll hold my hands up and seen Chadley was in it, I was sort of, and I'm sure 99% of Spurs fans all felt the same. It was, where did this come from? Why is Chadley playing? And lo and behold, the guy was outstanding. Two brilliant goals that he took for us. Lamella, fantastic to see him. Obviously, you can talk about them better than me. But great, just brilliant result. Put us top of the league. I don't care what people say. I know it's only two games. I don't care. We're top of the league. I'm going to enjoy it while it lasts.
You've got to enjoy it while it lasts. And definitely, I sent a little definitely. Funny tweet out there about Mind the Gap and all that. And again, that's all to do with just enjoy it while it lasts, because it won't last for much longer.
Yeah, of course.
I can assure you of that. But, you know, it's good fun to see us there for a week or whatever. But have you noticed, by the way, that all three strikers are doing really well? And who is that? Is that because we haven't got a striking coach anymore since Les Ferdinand's left? Is that just coincidence?
I don't know. Could be.
So what was it like, Steve?
What was it like at the game? You know, what was the atmosphere like, first of all?
Well, it's the best atmosphere I've known for ages. There wasn't hostility towards Harry Redknapp. There was just things like, there was a little Harry, what's the score? And then there was a give us a wave, Harry. Which was good, you know, it's good natured. I don't know what would have happened if it was still 0-0 or they would have been beating us. But, you know, it was good natured, and the majority of the Spurs fans, I thought, you know, were kind of giving him a little thumbs up, really, which was great, because that's what he deserves. He did great for us, and in the end it didn't turn out right because he wanted the England job, blah, 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 we all know that. But, you know, generally that was good. QPR fans were livid with him, by the way, when he waved at them, so that was quite funny. And, you know, QPR were dreadful, didn't play well at all. But then again, like you say, you know, we unlike under AVB, where it was possession football, it was keep the ball, bide your time, find the gaps. This wasn't. It was quickly move the ball on. You know, players running at their defence, players trying things, and, you know, summed up in that fantastic goal with 48 passes, which was quick passing. You know, it wasn't slow, it wasn't measured, if you like. It was you know, everyone wanted to be involved and quick passing, and you know, it's a terrific goal in the end. And if you know, quite rightly, people say if Barcelona would have scored that goal, it would have been on repeat, you know, over and over and over again.
Yeah.
So it's terrific. Now, here's my challenge to you then. You've got to talk about how good Capu and Lamella have been so far this season without talking about injuries.
I should leave that up to you, Steve.
Can you do it? Can you talk about compare them to last season, right? But you're not allowed to talk about injuries.
Well,
we're not allowed to talk about injuries, apparently.
Yeah, but unfortunately, I don't think you can compare them to last season because they didn't play.
Exactly.
What did Lamella play? Lamella played three games. And look, I, for one, and you know it more than anybody, I shouted about Lamella all season last year, that the guy should be given a chance and given a run. But look, in hindsight, it's maybe not been a bad thing. He was able to go away, get himself settled. And you could even just see his reaction by the goals that Spurs scored. You know, he was fist-pumping at the crowd, and he just looks like a completely different man. How did you find him on the day, Steve, watching him live?
Yeah, I mean, like you say, things like his reaction with the crowd. You know, when he had a little dribble halfway through the second half, and it really should have swung his right boot at it, but he dribbled it out of play, and you know, he was devastated. You could see it on his face. You know, he didn't just get up and run off, you know, and get back in position. You know, you want to see that passion where someone makes a little mistake. He showed real class, and you know, I hope he continues.
Definitely.
You know, he won't do it every week. I mean, you know, Liverpool coming up, there's a good chance that, you know, they'll put a couple of men on him and, you know, take him out of the game. You know, but don't judge him on that. You've got to judge him, like we always say, on the first six, then ten, then, you know, half a season. And as Crackers rightly said on when the Spurs, you know, you start really, you should start judging people on after two or three years. You know, Pochettino should be given 3 years, and then you start judging, because, as we all know, Fergie didn't win a trophy for, what was it, 5 or 6 years or 4 or 5 years at Man United, and look what he turned out to be. So it's all this instantness and what happens at football clubs now, and let's please give everyone a bit of time before we jump to conclusions. But he was terrific to watch. You know, one of these players that excites you. You pay the money to go and watch them, and that's, you know, and that's why you love it. And he needs to keep going. And quite funny, on another podcast, they said, and as he builds his confidence, hopefully he'll shoot more. And then within 30 seconds, they talk about Townsend shooting. So, you know, just, I think it sums it up really with the guys. So one guy was free and the other guy cost 30 million. So who do we want to shoot more? The guy that cost 30 million, I guess. But,
I think as well, it also shows, you know, if we talk about Chadley, you know, the guy had a tough year last year as well, played quite a few games. Always sort of liked to look at him because like, he's a big, big guy. He's a big, big, strong fella. And, you know, I just thought he was brilliant on Sunday.
Thought he was excellent for us.
And I think it shows as well. Yeah, and I think it sort of shows as well the new style of play where, you know, players aren't just in certain positions. You know, they're changing with each other, swapping around. You know, I think we gave an example tonight in one of the games where Sandro was actually out on the right-hand side of midfield. And I think it was Pellegrino who was sort of playing in behind Harry Kane was out on the left. You know, so these guys are now, you know, moving about the pitch a lot more. You look at the last goal where Lamella, after all the passes, where he cut right across him, what a fantastic ball, you know, to reverse pass it into the box there. Great header by Chadley. But, you know, Chadley's one thing, and there's another new player. If that guy can show that determination and that sort of passion, you know, look, it's fantastic. And we always sort of knew that it was going to take some of these guys a while to settle in. And, like, just fingers crossed, we're going to see the rewards from it this season. But, and again, Adebayor, Steve, you know, Adebayor worked his legs off, you know, the whole game for us. Delighted that he got a goal. You know, I think when Adebayor gets his goal, it always just keeps him in that form, keeps him in a good mood, if you would say. And I was delighted that he got on the score sheet for us. And, you know, they'll be up for it this Sunday. You know, obviously we'll talk about it in a minute. You know, it's a big, big game coming up against Liverpool. And it will sort of show us where we've came, you know, from last season. But, like, it's only the third game, you know, and people are going to have to remember it. If we lose this game, you know, it's definitely not going to be a 4-5 or 6-0 job. It's definitely not going to be, you know, so we've got to just see how this pans out. I've got no doubts that we can go and, you know, beat Liverpool this Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what people forget about the game last year, of course, and you know, I'm going to have to talk about it because that's, you know, these are the facts. We went into the game with a load of injuries. We had to play Kapu at centre-back, if you remember rightly. Then Sandro got injured after about 20 minutes. And then Paulinho got sent off 1-0 down. Admittedly, we were playing atrociously. But he did get sent off after 1-0 down on, what was it, on an hour?
Yeah. Even so before that, yeah.
Yeah, 50 minutes or something. So, in fact, you know, these are little things that are really important when you're discussing losing 4 or 5-0. So I agree. I don't think we will lose 4 or 5-0 unless we have, like last season, about 10 players injured. We have to play a centre-back, a centre midfielder at centre-back. One of our best players gets sent off. And if all those things happen, hopefully we'll keep it down to 1 or 2. But no, you know, it's, you know, you've got to factor in all these things. You can't just say, we got stuffed by all these teams last year. Yeah, because we had no blimmin' players. But now we've got everybody fit, everybody's competing for positions. You know, Chadley, like you say, he's had a word with himself. He's thought, right, do I actually want to play football or do I just want to sit on the bench or am I going to go back to Belgium or am I going to go somewhere else, you know, and play my football? No, you know, he wants to play for Tottenham, who are up there competing and playing well. He was in the box, he was doing it in a fantastic ball round to Rose for the fourth goal. You know, that was brilliant. And he's got that in his locker. You know, he's got a little good footballing brain, I think, Chadley. He's a big old unit. You know, and you know, I wouldn't want him running at me, although he's not, you know, particularly, you know, known for his runs forward, you know, with the ball, sort of attacking the defenders. But, you know, good, solid player to have in your side, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I'm pleased. But again, you know, we've got to give it a few more games, see how he gets on. And another one who last season was in and out the side because he was injured. He had couple of months out.
Yeah.
Paulinho had a couple of months out. Kirakesh had a couple of months out. So, you know, last week I was watching that Soccer Saturday. And I think they asked, you know, Phil Thompson or somebody. Not, it wasn't Phil Thompson because he wasn't a Liverpool man. I think it was Charlie Nicholas, who loves Tottenham, didn't he, old Charlie Nicholas? And he said, oh, are Liverpool doing the same as Tottenham did last year then, and sold their best player and bought, you know, sort of a lot of average players? He said, no, of course not. Liverpool doing a completely different thing. And I was like, well, what's that then? You know that none of those Liverpool players are going to get injured. Is that what you're saying? I mean, just... none of this is taken into account, is it? Everybody just forgets. Yeah. So like Spurs spent money on 7 players and they were all rubbish. Well, wait there. You've got Kapu, who's been the best midfielder in the Premier League statistically. You've got Lamella, who's setting the world alight with that performance. Sorry, I was going to say this season because he wasn't that great against West Ham. But, you know, he's looking good. You've got Chadli, who's scored a couple of goals. Well done to him. You've got Kirakesh, who played well tonight. Paulinho came in and scored a goal tonight. Eriksen, as we know, all round, you know, is a great little player. In fact, he didn't play that well against QPR. He was all right, but I think he just got overshone by other players who played really, really well. And he had a great free kick, didn't he? So he's really good. It's all right. So we're going to be all right. You know?
Yeah.
It's almost like we've made 7 signings, but we made them really early. We made them a year early. And now they're all coming to fruition.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. And one other thing, Steve, just to finish off the QPR game, we scored from a corner. Can you believe it? And who was it?
He
scores when he wants, yes. Mr. Dyer scored another goal. But here, what a great goal it was.
Yeah.
You know, many times have we talked in this show over the last 2 years about, you know, let's get some good corners in and go and attack the ball.
Yeah.
You know, we've got some, you know, when you think of we've had, you know, the Kabuls and the Vertonghens and these guys, big, big, strong guys, Sandro, you know, we should be scoring a lot more ahead of goals with the size of these, you know, these guys. But, you know, great goal. And here, loved his reaction. Brilliant, you know, for him to score again, especially on his home debut now. But great to see a score from a corner. So there's another massive positive. But, you know, things are great. You know, yes, it's 2 games in. We're sitting top of the league. It's lovely. You know, Liverpool coming. I think it's a great time to play Liverpool. I know Mr. Balotelli has come back for them and obviously he's going to make his debut. But, look, you just wind this guy up a wee bit on Sunday. And any of you Spurs fans listening to this show that are going to the game, get on his back, give him a load of stick there on Sunday, you know. And, you know, I've got no doubt that we'll go out, we'll put in a good performance. Vertonghen seemed to have even a bit of a smile on his face on Sunday as well. So, you know, we've got to be upbeat and enjoy it all.
Yeah, I just really, really hope that we do get one up on them. Because obviously all last season, everyone was saying, well, look at Liverpool. They didn't sell Suarez, and look at them. And Spurs sold Bale, you know, without factoring in the fact that they weren't offered $80 million for Suarez. You know, no one talked about that. Whenever you switch on Sky, you know, all these brilliant pundits. We said it every week, you know, and all these pundits never mentioned it. Well, they have sold him now. You know, so all that, you know, you keep your best players. Like Liverpool keep their best players. Well, no, actually, they've just done exactly what we did last year. They sold their best player. So I'm desperate for us to, you know, get a decent result. So we can turn around and say, well, there you go.
Yeah. And do you know how much money they've spent?
No.
$117 million.
Okay.
That's what Liverpool have spent so far.
Yeah.
So, you know, we get absolutely slated for selling the player for $85 million and spending $100 million. You know, Liverpool have now sold their best player and spent $117 million. I watched them against City. There were nothing to shout home about. My biggest fear for us on Sunday, and I think he's a fantastic player, is Sterling.
Yeah.
With his pace.
Yeah.
I think he is the danger, and he's done it against City, he done it against Southampton. He makes some great runs diagonal, you know, into the box, and that's something I think Aaron Lennon, I think you can see it a wee bit that he's playing almost that role as well. He seems to be a wee bit more in the centre, but Sterling does it. We'll have to be very, very aware of him. He's the biggest threat to us.
So in terms of the team, I mean, you'd go pretty much with a similar team. The only little thing I would change is, I know Ben Taleb is getting a lot of plaudits about how well he's playing. I have to say that he did give the ball away quite a lot especially in the first half. And I don't want to, you know, rag on the guy or whatever, but it's just facts I'm dealing with here. And he did, and Pochettino did have to have a little word with him. I noticed he called him over because he did keep giving the ball away. And I just think that Dembele is just a, you know, fine margins and everything, but he's just a little bit better player. So I'd like to see Dembele in there, just because it's a home game, and I think he's a little bit more attacking. You know, if this is away, possibly stick with Benteleb, or, you know what, Capu and Sandro, those two holding midfielders, how dynamic and strong would that be?
Yeah, really we've all been strong. You know, we haven't given Sandro the best of shout-outs over the past few weeks, but to be fair, I thought he looked good tonight.
Yeah.
You know, some real strong tackles. He looked up for it. That'll be an interesting one because, obviously, we don't know whether he's going to be there. But I was going to say it as soon as you mentioned Bentaleb possibly not playing. I would possibly go with Sandro or Dembele.
Yeah.
I just think they're a wee bit more experience for those bigger games against Liverpool as well.
Yeah, and that's nothing on Bentaleb. You know, he's 20 years old, excellent for the future. Just they're a little bit better. And, you know, and this is the game where this is Liverpool. So this is a direct competition. You have to play your best team.
Yeah.
And, you know, if Dembele can't raise his game against Liverpool, you know, it's almost like, come on then. You know, you're a better player. You know you're a better player. Come and play against Liverpool and show us what you got. You know, and if by half time he's not doing it, just pull him off and go, right, sorry, mate. You know, we're putting Benteleb on because you clearly, you know, not up for this and, you know, sell him the next day or whatever, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's an interesting one. You know, I think you'd have to stick with Chadley because it would just be, cruel to pull him out. Eriksen, obviously, you know what he can do with his tricks, and Lamella we go with, and Adebayor. So, as I say, pretty much the same sort, the same team. You know, you'd have to go stick with Danny Rose because he played so well the other day. And you know, I don't think you could bring in Fazio yet because you don't know, do you? So, I think you'd have to go with Cabal and Vertonghen. And obviously Dyer, even if Walker's fit, definitely go with Dyer at right back. You know, again, I said it last year.
I think Norton's available again.
Well,
so yes, go with Dyer. So
got to go with Dyer at right back.
I would as well, but I thought Norton had a decent game tonight as well.
Yeah,
you know, so I've got no problems with Kyle Norton playing at full back. You know, if that's what happens, but I think he will go with Dyer unless he goes back to Norton and plays Dyer with Vertonghen. But
yeah.
I think Kabul's playing well at the minute, so it'll be an interesting one. But I think you're right. I think the team will near enough be the same. Maybe one wee change, maybe two at the most. But I agree with you. You know, maybe just change that midfield. You know, bringing in the likes of a Sandro or a Dembele.
I think he will.
Do you think he'll go with Bentaleb?
I think he'll go with Bentaleb. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well. It'll be interesting. See. Yeah,
I'll be happy with that. Listen, have you got fantasy football league there?
Fantasy football. Okay, let's go for it. In first place is Chris Roberts. Then we have Marco Cazavillian, Scott Fleming, Jeff Fiskas, Claire Hillman, Jeff Radden, Mark Collier, Mike Palente, Joseph Alvarez. And West Country Yid sitting in 10th place. Good name there. The most points this week was 79 points was Mike Palente, who's in the top 8 there. So well done, Mike, with the most points. Bottom of the league, still Gemma Stubbles. Gemma, come on, get in there, get the transfers. You've got a wild card if you need to use it already. So get in there, Gemma, get it sorted. Then we've got Philip Caffey, Paul Hartwell and Jay Sheridan. They're the bottom four. Graham, believe it or not, can't believe it, I'm raging here. Graham has jumped up to 14th place.
Right.
He's actually above me. He's leading out of us. I'm in 19th place. Don't know how, because I actually had quite a good week.
Yeah.
Steve, you've jumped up to 108th.
Wow.
So you're getting there. And I remembered this week about dear old the Spurs poet, our good friend. Davey's sitting in 51st place, so not bad. It's all very, very close. You know, one big score and you can do really, really well. But I think the big thing this week was I think there was about another 15 players had to be removed. And like, I'm not just talking that most of these guys had Ramsey.
Yeah.
They all had him as captain,
yeah,
as well. But there was like five guys that had Giroud, Ramsey, and Mertesacker.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I know.
You know, come on, guys. You know, and if anybody wants to send me a private message of anybody they see in the league, you know, just give me the name of them and I will just go in and I will happily delete them straight out of it, because it saves me tracking through every name and checking out all their teams. But look, it's good fun, guys, and keep it up there, you know. So it's a great ice start to the season.
Yeah, absolutely. And just talking about Arsenal, because we don't mind talking about Arsenal in this podcast. If you don't like us talking about Arsenal and taking the mickey out of them, please feel free to fast forward this bit. But this is this is a bit of mickey taking of Arsenal, you know, when we can. I was watching, so before that game last night, there was Sky Sports News, and they had that reporter there, and he was in the stadium, and just behind him, up a huge banner that said, "You can't buy a class." Now, why have Arsenal got a banner that says, "You can't buy a class," when they've just spent, what is it, 42 million on Sanchez, 30 million on Ozil last season, what was it, 16 million on that Callum, whatever his face is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they've still got a huge banner that says you can't buy a class. It just shows the hypocrisy that drives you mad. And probably the only player that they haven't bought in that side is Wilshere, who is the most classless guy. You know, whatever you think of him as a footballer, and not, you know, on the ball, I guess he's a pretty decent player. But what a classless individual he is when he goes on the open top bus 3 weeks before representing England at the World Cup, and in front of 200,000 people in London, including children, and live on Sky News, he sings a song which includes swearing about Tottenham. And then Arsenal fans have the audacity to call us classless. And wait there. You know, it's one of these things that you think, well, how can you possibly... I had to block that guy, by the way, because he did come at me with something to do with Arsenal. I said, yeah, listen, no, you had your chance. I asked you several questions about your Podolskis and all these different players.
Is this our Arsenal friend on Twitter?
Yeah, he never come back to me with anything. And then as soon as they went through last night, he came at me with another little dig. So I was like, well, no, sorry, you've had your chance. You don't ask any questions. You don't answer any questions I asked you about your side. So I've had enough of you. Fed up with it, Cole.
Good man. Delete. I love deleting people.
Absolutely. Listen, if you want to have a go at us, that's fine. But I will very likely ask you a question back. I did it tonight with a Spurs fan who made some comment about Townsend, and I asked him a question. He didn't answer the question. He just came back at me with one. With another comment, and I said, "Well, I haven't asked you that. Answer the question." And then in the end, we're friends again, and we had a Twitter hug. But listen, it's all a bit of fun. It's all a bit of banter. But you know, if you want to have a little dig at me, I will definitely bite back. And you know, you've got to stick up for what you say.
Yeah,
anyway,
definitely. Can I just do a quick shout out?
Yeah.
For Jason McGovern and for anybody that doesn't know who Jason is Tottenham Thailand, and obviously has this, you know, his Spurs shop out in Thailand there. And he just wanted me to give a quick shout out to any of the Thailand, because I know we've actually got a lot of his guys that listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
So it's just to let everybody know that on this Sunday, the 31st for the Liverpool game, that you can come and watch the Spurs game on the big screen with Thai Spurs. And it's, hopefully I get this right, and I know people keep me going about getting words wrong, but it is Thailand, remember? So it's at the Football Republic in Ho Mak 13. Hopefully I've got that right, Jason. And the tickets are 200. Now, how do you pronounce this, Steve? Thai money. B-H-A-T. Bat, is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. So the tickets are 200 baht per person. And that's if you pay in advance, or it'll be 250 on the day. And that also includes food as well.
That's about 26p, I think.
Probably. And say the event starts at 5:30 at 17:30, and then obviously the match kicks off at 19:30. And the event is in association with AIA Thailand. Also, for anybody that's interested, there's a play futsal with the Thai Spurs, and it starts at 11:30 a.m. in the morning, and it costs about 100 per person. And it also includes food as well for them. So look, a massive big day there for Jason and, you know, all the Thailand Spurs fans. So if you're listening, guys, and you're interested, get out there and meet Jason. I think the screen's actually down. It's on a beachfront. Wow. And there's like a big stage, you know, where you can watch the screen. I think he said it's where maybe a lot of the World Cup games were watched as well. So it should be a great night. I'll put a link to it on our Facebook page as well. So if anybody wants to go on, they can check it out there. But great stuff by Jason as usual.
And he loves it. You know, Jason's a great guy. He loves it. If you want to go up to Jason and just sort of put your arm around him and go, Adebayor, he'll join in with you. He loves it. He'll buy you a drink.
He loves Adebayor. He's got his name on his shirt.
He loves Adebayor. So just go up to him, put your arm around him, go, Adebayor. If you see somebody else doing it, that's all right. Wait your turn. Form a little queue. And then each take your turn to go up and put your arm around him and sing the Adebayor song. He loves it.
He does. And give him a big kiss. Give him a big kiss as well.
Now, I've got some questions here, Carl. Chris Cairns asks, Harry Kane needs 5 chances to score a goal. From tonight's team, only Dembele has put himself in line for a start on Sunday. It's funny because we said about, you know, Dembele or possibly Sandro coming in for Benteleb, although Benteleb hasn't done that much wrong. He did give the ball away a little bit. Harry Kane needs a lot of chances. He did miss a few chances, Harry Kane. But again, you can't come too hard down on him. You know, strikers do miss a lot of chances. Lineker missed a lot of chances. But it's about creating those chances for yourself, isn't it? And he got his goal. He took it very well. And he's so much better than he was a year ago.
Definitely.
Or 2 years ago, I thought, who's this fellow who's, you know, knocking in goal after goal? In the reserves or the under-21s or whatever. He came off for us. He looked absolutely terrible. He's creating those chances for himself. And again, you know, let's see how he gets on. I think he will possibly not start a lot of games, but, you know, I can just see him up at the Emirates or something coming on and, you know, getting a late equaliser or something for us, you know, or in a cup game.
I think he's really developed, and I think he's a great player for us to have on the squad. He just gives you something else, and like he's, I think the interviewer said it to him at the end, he's a big, big fella.
Yeah.
You know, he must be about 6'3", 6'4", big, strong guy, and, you know, you need that. You need that in your team as well. Definitely.
Paul S. Talks about Welbeck. We've talked about that already, Paul, so hopefully that's right. Carl Woodry says, is there a place for wingers in Poch's style? For me, not as fluid. Lennon and Townsend, hard job to get in the first 11. You know, Lennon again, you know, I didn't notice him until midway through the second half tonight, but he's doing all that running back. You know, he might be good again. He might be good, him and Rose doubling up against Sterling, maybe, because we know he has still got pace, hasn't he?
Yeah, definitely.
And then Townsend, I know we've talked about him as well.
Just on Lennon there, Steve, as I mentioned earlier, he seems to be playing that wee bit more of a central role.
Mm.
And I think that's actually a great point that you make. He could be the one that, you know, you can see Pochettino sort of earmarking Sterling for, to say, look, you know, you're coming into that middle. You could see him maybe start out on the left there, where he'll keep an eye with Danny Rose. And Danny Rose is quick as well. So you could sort of see that happening. So
Possibly. Yeah. Pochettino does like the width. You see, when Lloris has got the ball at the back, you watch the fullbacks go right out to the touchlines.
Yeah, and the two centre halves do as well.
Yeah, and he does like playing with a lot of width. It's not too narrow. I've already said, you know, see, Townsend, for me, I keep going on about him, but he's someone that excites me. You know, he gets on the ball, and he's someone that I like getting on the ball. He's the new Jose Dominguez.
Yeah, right, you're like Tim Sherwood and Bentaleb from last year.
He's my
pet. What you're like.
I just want him to do well. If he doesn't do well, sell him. Wes Johnson, were you guys happy to see an energetic and scoring Paulinho? I didn't see an energetic Paulinho, but I did see a scoring Paulinho.
Yeah, I was more pleased in the second half. I thought in the first half he sort of looked as if he had a wee bit of an attitude about himself.
Yeah.
I noticed one with Harry Kane where Harry Kane could have slipped on the ball and he sort of huffed and shrugged his, and I sort of went, oh, this guy's not interested. But
yeah.
I don't know whether something was said to him at half time, but he definitely came out a different player in the second half and his celebration was fantastic.
Yeah.
So maybe that does show, because I do worry about him, especially the first half tonight. He just seemed just to be, he seems to, you know, he runs into areas. He's one of these people that I think if you told him to go and run about for 90 minutes, he'll do it, but he actually won't do anything.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. But well, no, the second half was a wee bit more convincing, but
it's amazing to think.
It's a strange one with him.
It's amazing to think that on Sunday, if we do go with the same side, that the chances are that Paulinho will be in a suit. Up in
yeah.
the stands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's fully fit, he's ready to go. And
yeah.
Paulinho isn't even in our squad.
16, yeah.
Isn't it? Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Okay, ASD, our mate, who actually were the scorers in the 91 Cup final? No one seems to know for sure. This was because on their podcast, one of their presenters, they were talking about a game that they really remember vividly. And the guy goes, oh, remember when Gazza did his knee against Nottingham Forest? I think it was in a semi-final or something. And I was like, what? How can you not know that? So I've wound him up a little bit saying, because we've got him in the cup, haven't we, in the Carling Cup.
Yeah,
I said,
yeah.
Oh, great, you know, just like the semi-final when we played them. Anyway, we had Des Walker on the show, by the way, a few weeks ago. I don't know if I said this. Des Walker drives a truck now. He runs a haulage company. So when I phoned him, he was in his truck. And the first phone call, I couldn't hear him at all. And then he said, "All right, I'll just move the truck a little bit." And he did. And I could, as you know, when you hear it, the sound quality isn't very good. But I couldn't say, "Listen, Des, still can't hear you very well. Do you mind moving another 20 yards down the road?" I couldn't. I was so nervous anyway, so I stuck with it, and you know, and that's what you get. But you can still make out little bits and pieces.
Yeah.
Anyway, all Spurs. How has Poch improved the squad? Same squad that both AVB and TS had so quickly. How far can we go with him? That's a great question. You know, the truth is I don't know, what's he done? He's sort of brought in his own ideas, and I think AVB was probably too measured in his approach. Tim Sherwood, I think, was more of a get out there and run around a bit. And this guy's sort of, you know, a little bit more sort of simplistic in terms of get the ball, move it forward. When you lose it, go and get
yeah.
it back straight away. Kind of like that. Barcelona style, with you know, hunting
yeah,
packs and
yeah. There's
the
also
back.
Rumors. There's also rumors that even though he seems to be, you know, quite a strict guy, but I think you know what I'm sort of hearing is, you know, he's one of the boys. You know, he'll have a laugh. I forget who it was that mentioned it the other night, but you know, he'll go out, he'll have a laugh with them. You know, he'll be one of the boys. But as soon as training starts, that's it. Everybody knows. Look, no time to mess about. You're here to learn. You're here to train. And I think that's the big thing. I think also as well, you know, not to be too hard on the likes of AVB, you know, Pochettino's come in and he's inherited a squad that's been there now for a while, you know, and if you want to give an example of the new signings, they've been there over a year. So they've also settled down and improved as well. So possibly a wee bit easier for him to walk into that squad.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's not run AVB down too much on that there aspect of it. And Tim Sherwood, as you say, I just imagine that he just came in and started growling and, you know, shouting out at everybody. You know, I've won the Premier League. None of yous have. So I know what I'm talking about. So yous better do this and yous better do that. And half of these guys just looked at him and went, I'm not listening to it, you know. So I think that was the problem.
Tom Woodley Marshall says, "Would you sell Holtby or Sandro?" That's a no from me.
I would say no as well, but I can see possibly one of them going, possibly both.
Mm-hmm. Simon Napper, "Hi guys, do you think we'll suffer from Thursday night Europa League hangover this year or not?" The only thing I would say about that is that while Liverpool started practicing on Monday morning to play us this Sunday, we won't start until Saturday. because yeah. they'll have a day off tomorrow, and then the guys will be in on Saturday to prepare for the Liverpool game. So while they've had a whole week, we've got one day. Hopefully, you know, that won't be the case. But, you know, just that is the facts. And when we start travelling to all these different countries, you know, and we're playing, say, West Brom or something on a Sunday, they'll have a whole week to prepare, and we'll just have one day. That's my worry.
Yeah.
But hopefully, you know, we'll play two squads, hopefully. Yeah. And this is another one from... Oh, no, that's... So they're the Twitter ones. Is there anything more you want to say, mate?
No, I just want to... Is there any more questions, first of all?
I'm just going to have a look. But was there anything more you wanted to say?
I think one big thing, because, say, you know, we haven't much time left, and I think it's a great way to end the show tonight, and we haven't mentioned him, is Michael Dawson. You know, what a player, you know, that he's been for us. I know a lot of people have given him a lot of stick and grief. You know, it absolutely rages me, and obviously we don't swear on this show, so I'll hold my tongue, that anybody would slag Michael Dawson off. He's been there, what, coming 10 years for us? I think he's been fantastic, an absolute leader. You know, Michael Dawson's the kind of guy that we would want to be standing beside, you know, in the terraces, supporting Spurs. You know, I can imagine him standing up there singing Yed Army and singing all the songs of the boys. He went out there and he fought every game. And yes, he made mistakes, and there were certain games where he got turned. But look, I think Hull City have got a fantastic player. He was a brilliant captain for us. He loved the club. There's been some great pictures up of his reactions at the end of the games. If you always remember, he always took his shirt off and, you know, was fist pumping to the park lane and things. And I loved that about him. And he had some fantastic games for us as well. I know Graham has put on the Facebook page, and I think hopefully Spurs are maybe going to look at, maybe they will give this guy a testimonial, because I, for one, think the guy deserves it massively. And it would definitely be a full house. It would be like another Ledley King night. And I really hope that he does get it. And when he comes back with Hull City, that guy will get one tremendous reception at White Hart Lane.
Yeah, absolutely. Daniel Yellowlock says, should we get shot of Holtby and get Song and Welbeck in? I think the Song thing is dead. I don't think that's going to happen. The Welbeck thing and Holtby thing we've talked about. Graham Chandler, Harry Kane, good enough or not? I'm a yes. That's what Graham Chandler says. Mm-hmm. We talked about him. Zach Gasnola. What one player could we sign in Levy time to turn us to top three challengers? It's interesting he says top three. I think that's right. I think if we're going to go top four, we might as well go top three. You know, if we presume Man City and Chelsea are going to be one and two, then, you know, it's from then on, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
So there's what is there, seven or eight, well, no, about five or six teams challenging for those next two positions, and we're one of them.
Yeah.
I'll come back to that. Just Anne Bonner, why doesn't Poch look happy when we score or are winning? I like that. I like the fact that he's thinking, right, well, we've got the rest of the game to go here. It's kind of that thing that Stuart Pearce always said. I've scored a goal, but there's another 60 minutes to go. You know, so that I like that. And what's happening with Vorm, I think he's going to be all right. He couldn't play these two games. But just going back to that one then, final thing then, is there one player that you would like us to sign in the next three days?
I don't know. I still like, if we're going to lose the likes of Sandro and possibly Holtby, and maybe if Dembele or Polino isn't going to be up for it, I do think the likes of Schneiderlin. I think if there's one player to go for, and he's been with Pochettino, you know, for a long time there as well, and he was one of his main players, I think he could just come into our squad, sit in there beside the likes of Capoue or Sandro if he's still there, or Dembele, and show them how it's done.
If Sandro goes, I mean, Capoue for me is build the team around Capoue. He's so fantastic the way he played against Cuba. Sitting in front of that back four, again, Tim Sherwood's idea of, you know, that Makalele role ruined football. Well, actually, it didn't, because what it allows the other midfielders to do is break forward. And Capoue does it brilliantly. If we get rid of Sandro and Capoue, you know, hurts himself, who are we going to put in there? So, you know, I think you're right. Schneiderlin, you know, if he wants to come in, particularly if we're going to get rid of these guys, then yeah. we have to have cover for Kapu. You know, I personally would like to keep Sandro because I he's a fan favourite and I want to keep him. And by the way, all that karate stuff and all that guitar stuff, he did that about 3 years ago. So stop referencing it as if he'd done it last week. It was about 3 years ago he did all that. So anyway, so yeah, but if he goes, definitely Schneiderlin in. Because we need someone else holding midfield. Because, sorry to say it again, we will get injuries. And when it happens, we're going to go, well, wait there. What do we do now? Yeah. So we need cover. Go on, mate.
I do think so. Obviously, we brought in, you know, we've strengthened our defence. We'll have to see what Fazio's like. But I think, you know, the guy's task on one player, I think if I had to choose just one, it would be Schneiderlin. The other thing would be if, and the possibility could still be there that Soldado might still go, is obviously another striker. That possibly could be where Danny Welbeck's maybe coming into it, because I honestly do think it will be mainly Adebayor this year.
Yeah.
I think that's the way it's going to be, but it's going to be an interesting weekend. Obviously, Liverpool coming up, really looking forward to the game. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to see it live. I'm going to have to record it. My son's got a football match at 1 o'clock on Sunday. I can't believe it. But I'm going to try not to hear the score and get home and see it, but I'm sure someone will tell me. But looking forward to it.
Shane Long's not moved clubs for a little while.
Yeah, he's only been moved for a month. Maybe spend 14 million on him. Oh, here, Steve, one last thing.
Go on.
And we'll put it out there. Obviously, there's been a few people have been saying it. I know the Spurs Port was one that wasn't sure about the Thursday night shows.
Yeah.
And we've put a bit of a thing out. And it's sort of like a 50-50. Some people are going, yeah, go for Thursday. Others, no, go early. I had a thought tonight before the show. I haven't mentioned this to you. What about on Europa League weeks, we do a Thursday night show?
Yeah.
And on just normal Premier Leagues, we'll go back and do a Tuesday.
Yeah.
So we'll mix it up that way. If we can. If we can't, you know, we'll get it. If there's something, obviously, we've both got families. Yeah. If there isn't, we'll change it. But I sort of thought, you know, if we get out on a Tuesday, we're still sort of out there with the other guys.
Yeah.
And on Europa League, we're always going to be the first people to speak about the Thursday night game.
Yeah.
We'll maybe give that a go. If anybody has got any other ideas, stick it on Twitter, on Facebook, and we'll see what happens.
Brilliant. And well done to eSpurs for keeping their podcast under an hour as well.
Yes, very good. Enjoyed it.
All right, mate. Come on, you Spurs.
Yeah, come on. Let's go and tank Liverpool 6-0.